I'm Trevor Castle. Joining us now on Ask the Expert is Elise Pettersson with Community First Credit Union. And Elise is here to kind of fill us in on all about credit unions. And Elise, thanks so much for joining us today. I guess I'll start first with that very basic question. What is a credit union?
A credit union is actually very similar to a bank in that we are a financial institution. The main differences are that rather than being insured by the FDIC, we're insured by the NCUA for the exact same amount of money and everything. So a lot of times people will ask us, oh, is my money safe just as it is with a bank? And yes, it is. Exact same kind of thing. The other difference is that credit unions are not for profit. And so what we do with any profits that we do make, we roll them back into products that benefit our members and get them better interest rates and things like that. Another big difference is that credit unions have what is called a field of membership. A lot of people may think that you have to work at a certain place or have a certain type of occupation. But for us, our field of membership is just people that live and work in our community. So for us, it's the bottom two-thirds of the state of Iowa and the top counties, the topmost northern part of Missouri as well. So anybody that lives or works in those areas is able to open an account with us as well.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of those member benefits, or if you could maybe just expand a little bit on how you do kind of roll those profits back in and what some of those programs look like that members can take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the big things that we do here is lending, and we do just like any other financial institution, we do mortgages and auto loans and personal loans and things like that. And what we do is we do everything in our power to keep our interest rates as low on those as possible. A lot of what we do too is we try to make our accounts that people open with us as beneficial for them as possible as well too. So we have accounts that maybe have higher interest rates than what you would see at a bank. And we also have things like rewards accounts as well too. So when you meet a couple different qualifications through the month, such as using your debit card a certain amount of times and things like that, you get a cash reward back every single month. We also have many, many accounts that don't have any sort of monthly fees or anything like that as well too. So we have multiple options for like free checking accounts, but also things that give you benefits as well without having any fees involved in those.
Fantastic. Are there any other services that you offer? I mean, again, very traditional, as you mentioned, but I know I've met with like a financial advisor here in the credit union before. Are there other things that people maybe don't think about that you offer?
Yeah, and that's actually a really good example of one. So we have a financial advisor that does work for Community First. There's a couple people on that team, and we do have several members that work closely with him to help, plan for their futures, plan for retirement, do college planning, things like that. Whatever it is that your goals are, they will meet with you and help with that. Another thing that people don't always think of too is that we do have a mortgage team as well. And so we do a lot of home mortgages, and we do have in-house options as well as ways to find products outside of the credit union as well too for whatever may be most beneficial. We also do business accounts as well, and we do have a commercial and ag lender as well. So people that maybe looking for that new tractor or starting a new business and looking for loans for that as well, we do offer those products as well.
And I assume, you talked about the field of membership, and basically anybody that's in our listening area on either KNIA or KRLS is going to fit in that field of membership. Is it just as simple as stopping by their local branch and talking to somebody about becoming a member?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'd bring in a photo ID and make so we can verify identity. But other than that, it's as simple as that. We do have a $5 minimum deposit that goes into your membership savings account with us here, and that's what keeps your membership open with us. But other than that, there's no other minimum balance or anything like that that's required for you.
All right. Elise, thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great Happy New Year.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
That's Elise Pettersson with Community First Credit Union. I'm Trevor Castle. You're listening to Ask the Expert on KNIA KRLS.